Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, working hard for what matters most. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from John chapter 6, verses 24 to 35, Jesus says, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life." In other words, in your daily life, work hard to obtain whatever will nourish your soul and sustain you past death into eternity. Jesus says, the work God wants you to do is to believe in the one he sent. Why does he call this work? To fully believe, we must work at getting rid of every doubt and distrust that interferes with our belief in Christ, our trust in his words, and our willingness to conform to his way of life. This work requires 1. Identifying our vulnerabilities that make us doubt and distrust, 2. Uncovering what we're afraid will happen if we do trust, and 3. Overcoming that fear by gaining a better understanding of the truth. Any fear that interferes with our holiness is always based on something untrue. Jesus says, "The bread of God, which nourishes your soul, is that which comes down from heaven and gives life." He's referring to his presence in the Eucharist, the bread that he provides in every Mass. What do you need to do so that you can be nourished more fully by the Eucharist? Is there something that's stopping you from receiving the Eucharist? Work hard to remedy that obstacle. It will make a difference to your eternal soul. If you're sincere about uniting yourself to Christ, he will make possible whatever is needed to clear the way. Because the Eucharist is Jesus, it can heal us, purify us, and help us become more like Christ himself. However, it takes conscious effort to fully embrace this opportunity. Why would we want to be lazy about that? The benefits of hard work in our faith life will endure for eternity. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. Do you believe you're going to go to heaven after you die? If you're thinking, no, I'm going to purgatory, then the answer is really yes, because purgatory is not a stopping place. It's a purging place before entering into the fullness of heaven. What raises doubts in your mind? What in your relationship with Jesus needs more work so that your belief in him will give you confident hope that he is guiding you to heaven? How has the Eucharist helped you stay on course on your journey to heaven? How has it changed you, purified you? Is it possible that Christ's true presence in the Eucharist can also help those who are unable to receive communion? How so?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.